Everybody, Michelle and George from the community garden. Awesome news. I know we've got some plants up. Don't have to worry about weeds this year, which is a bonus. That's because of And that's because it's on a raised bed. We do have corn up. I see some carrots up. And I think it might be beans up. I'll have to go through my my previous boo. I just saw something. It's might be a squash. Nope, it was just a leaf laying on the top. The soil is damp, so but I'm still going to put still do some stuff because there are some watering. Simple reason is we were supposed to get some thunder showers tonight, but I have seeds in here and I don't want them to die. So, and there's quite a bit then, or yet to grow. Just going to take a look over. Yeah, that looks like a bean plant. That's awesome. So, corn, carrots, beans. We'll see what happens. I will keep posting as I do stuff. Everything has been watered. I didn't water too heavily. At least I don't think. I think we have some. I couldn't see when things were dry, but I will have to do some looking because on that boo, definitely, because we also have something else as well. So on the first one from the on the east side from where I am, for the south side. On the corn, we have something up. Carrots, we have something up. Might have something up in the next row. I can't remember what that is, but only one plant with that. The beans, or whatever they are, definitely we have something up in that squash. Nothing yet. Then on the other one, snapdragons, not so much so. Then there's the other row that I'm not sure of. And those might be weeds. I'm not totally sure. But because they are in line with the others. So we do have some plants there as well. So we have there's four rows, if I'm not mistaken, and if that's the case, then we have two of it up with regards to the west side. Then we have and on the east side, like I said, corn, carrots, beans. I'll have to go and copy it down. Now I'm gonna go and go to the community plot and take a look at some of the stuff here, because when she said that lettuce could belt bolt. She wasn't kidding. It is a humongous head of my favorite kind of lettuce here. And I just hope that it's the type that you can just cut and it'll have no problems. It's been about a half an hour here-ish. So yeah, let's see here what I can find. There's some stuff that I'm not sure of, and I'm glad that they have put green oregano. I might just grab some of that. And I think there's some basil. Some of the front ones, I'm not totally sure. That one almost looks like golden sage. That one kind of looks like a variety of thyme. That one, I'm not sure. Actually, that kind of looks and feels like sage. Not all of these have a tag on them, which is unfortunate. Now, let's see if I can, excuse me, get back here. Okay, yeah, some of these are pretty, pretty big. I don't know what that is. Almost looks like a tomato plant. But yeah, this looks like a pretty big lettuce plant, like romaine. So, did I leave it over there? Yes, I did. Wind's blowing, it's supposed to get really really windy today. Up to gusting a really, well, 100 kilometers an hour, I think. Anyway, so yeah, somebody's actually been here from the to grab a head. I think I'll grab this one. Ooh, stay in there. I just hope it'll be okay that I won't get too close to the root. Just do it nice. I love romaine. If I had my way, it'll be gone, but then nobody else. Now, what's this here? I'll put it back in. Stevia. Someone's growing stevia. That's cool. That's tempting to grab some of that. Although I don't know what I'd use it for. I grew it once. And I'm not sure. Well, so I'm going to take a look. I'm going to grab some more of these. I think there's some dill that is going a bit to seed, but there's some fronds here that I can grab. So anyway, may our journeys be safe. Take care, and God bless.